Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kind of exciting for me to actually say Edmonton, Florida, Stanley Cup Finals at the same time. So it's kind of exciting.
Very congratulations.
It's a great moment in basketball and Phelps history. So Jeff comes in yesterday. Meredith, you might want to stick by the mic.
You mean today?
Today, yeah, sorry. And Jeff comes in and says, what about the game-winning goal? What'd you say?
First of all, I enjoyed the game.
Oh, you did watch it. Okay.
Yeah, right. I watched it.
I just want to make sure.
I didn't watch all of it.
It's okay.
I must tell you, the between period breaks, it's like, okay, time to go out and mow the lawn now. Then you come back in. It's great.
Well, actually, it's the Zamboni is a giant lawnmower, in case you didn't
know
that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty
kind of cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah,
I like it.
What's amazing is it's 90 degrees outside in southern Florida, South Florida, and they're able to keep the ice as great as that. Ice looked great last night. I thought for as hot as it was outside, you can't tell the difference, and that just shows how good they can do a job now to keep the ice in that hot weather.
The one thing I said to you this, I've said this to you in the past.
Meredith, hold on to your chair.
No, I asked you this, and you gave me a really good answer. So don't go, hockey snob on me here.
I am, but go ahead.
But what I said to you years ago was, tell me, it seems like every other goal in a hockey game is lucky. And you said, well, and you kind of went off and explained it. And I get what happened last night on the game winner, except for this. Hmm. You won a game in the Stanley Cup because you hit the puck and it bounced off some dude's skate. I think I'm going to hit it in. Now, I get it, what you're trying to do. You're trying to put the puck in front of the net. I get that. It's the same concept as basketball. It's the same concept as soccer.
Right.
Get the ball in front of the net and some good things can happen. I get that. But let me take that and I'm going to hit it off Stevie's skate. And then it'll get past Ludwig, who's in goal. That'll be great. Rather than a great pass where a guy gets a one-touch shot right into the net, somebody gets a slap shot from out top,
somebody gets
a breakaway and beats the goalie. That, to me, okay, that's a goal. You planned that.
Right.
But, Stevie, I'm going to put it off Jim Bob's skate.
Well, first of all, the goal itself, it didn't even feel like he was taking a shot. It was
right.
He was trying to get control of the puck.
Right.
And kind of shoved it toward, because, we say this to kids all the time. Good things happen when you get that puck closer to the net.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. And
see,
so,
non-hockey boy, I get the concept.
Yeah, I would say that, what he did last night is how you can win a game like that. And sometimes you can get a feeling that when a goalie is hot or a goalie is really good, you're going to need just some kind of sloppy goal to get in. And you're going to have to get lucky. I think two of the game winners in the Stanley Cup Finals are both five hole, which means it went between the skates, between their legs, to get in for a game winner. And they haven't been the most spectacular shots. In fact, as I was watching, Mary, are you with us right now too? Because I want to make sure that you're.
I'm always with you.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I especially in overtime, guys were getting good looks, taking good shots. But I think what makes them special is their reaction time after the shot. And I don't know if this makes sense to you guys or not, but they shoot, and they're shooting, gunfire on these goalies, But they, I almost think they assume they're not going in most of the time because the goalies are so good. I know, give me your assessment of last night's game. And is Jeff right?
I mean, a lot of hockey goals are tend to be, you know, lucky bounces or unlucky bounces, unless you're Alex Ovechkin and you're shooting from the left point.
Right.
But I just, it, like the entire series, it felt like the Panthers have been playing the player while the Oilers have been playing the puck. And that's why the Panthers kind of dominated that, you know, game two and game three. I was really, really impressed with Edmonton's ability to come back last night, because I think in the first period they were
down 3-0.
Yeah, they were not only down 3-0, but for like every one shot, the shot on goal Edmonton had, the Panthers had like 10. It was insane how much they were out shooting them. So I didn't really expect a comeback like that. I almost went to bed. I actually did go to bed. And then I was like, no, I really want to watch this game. And then I turned it back on and it went to overtime. And I was locked in. But the
first team to be up 3-0 in the first period of a Stanley Cup game and lose.
I think
rough.
The more important part of last night's game, at least for me, was to finally see, you know, someone from Cleveland Heights be a part of the Stanley Cup finals with Travis Kelce last night in the stands.
Yeah.
Did they show...
We didn't see the armed guards all the way around Taylor, but I'm sure they were there.
No, did we see enough of them? Because I thought TNT, once they found them in the suite, they were going to be all over it all night. And I thought they were okay. It was kind of fun. I don't think they overdid it. Like, we've seen too many games where they've overdone that couple at any game. Your thoughts on the Taylor Swift... Travis
Kelce.
I thought it was okay.
I thought I was excited to see her there. People don't realize that Taylor Swift has actually been a sports fan her entire life. They act like she just started watching sports when she started dating Travis Kelce, but she's had sports references. She has like references to her Eagles fandom in her songs. Like, it's not like Taylor Swift liking sports isn't anything new. I was excited to see her there because I think everyone should love hockey. And if Taylor Swift going to hockey games gets more people into hockey, I'm all for it.
To start watching it. Yeah.
You know what? Can I go non-puck off the skate for one second?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The tying goal at the end of regulation?
Yeah.
Wow. And can you imagine being Florida? You're 19 seconds away from being up 3-1 in the Stanley Cup. And Edmonton scores on what looked like a really nice, you know, really nice play.
It's amazing. I think
that was sweet.
The games are so intense. They're so close. What, we've had three of the four games? Three of the four have gone to overtime.
So it's one of them in a double overtime, which was insane.
Glad you can read the standings. Nice job. But there is Steve Bogus, who was the hockey coach at Heights for a long time, is always, rest his soul, always said to me that he thought Travis could have played in the NHL being at the game last night. And probably Jason, too. I wouldn't be surprised. Because it was like...
imagine Jason on skates or Travis at his height. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was funny. Mike Rupp was in, I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago for a hockey players in business meeting that they had. And I remember we did this big Q&A with a bunch of folks, hockey folks from around town. And I said, you know, Mike, it's because it's really, really difficult to go to the NHL from Northeast Ohio. It's virtually impossible. Anybody who knows hockey can name the guys that have made it to the NHL from here, you know, because there's so few of them, you know, and especially for guys that are probably like in their 30s or 40s right now. You're trying to figure out guys trying to get there. Now, there was a good run for a little while where the Barons had five guys get drafted. It's been 10 years ago. I think Brett Harkins coached that team. But, you know, you look at how hard it is, and Mike Rupp, who's just a giant, had said I asked him, I was like, how hard was it to get there, and how did – and he goes – well, you know, when you're, I don't know, how tall is he? He's like 6'5". He's gigantic. He and Travis have kind of the same build. They're both really, really big guys. And he goes, wasn't about my skating ability. It was about my size, because he definitely had the size to play in the NHL. And so, and Travis has that too. I think Travis could have been, you know, one of those guys that would have the opportunity to be in the NHL. I don't know if
he would have been like a Zdeno Chara kind of guy, right? Because Zdeno Chara was what, like 6'4", 6'5", I think?
Yeah.
He was really, really tall.
But Chara's really, really good. And I know Travis is really good at football.
Fast, though. I think that was what made Chara such a dangerous hockey player, not just his height, but he was a really, really fast skater.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. So my question, though, is did they show enough of them last night, or did they show too much, or was it just right?
It was fine. Honestly, after the first or second time, I stopped noticing.
I was trying to. Who were they rooting for? Were they rooting for Florida?
They were rooting for hockey, Andy.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
We all root for hockey, Jeff.
There you go.
I almost texted him, but it looked like they were on a date. I was like, I'm like, you should go
jump on the team. Wait.
I was like, you should go jump on the team.
I almost texted Travis during the Stanley Cup final.
I wanted to text him and say, jump on that TNT set. You think they wouldn't have put him in there?
I almost texted Travis, but I decided not to.
Well, probably because it would have taken him a week.
He was with Tay-Tay. Figured better not.
Yeah, why would I do that on a date? Would that have been inappropriate last night?
216.
So are you hooked or not? That's my question.
Hooked on what?
On the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, I've been excited to watch parts of it every night. I will be honest, Andy, I cannot watch the entire game. I can't do it.
What parts of the game don't you like?
I just don't.
Do you get it?
I don't need that much of it. I don't need that much of it.
You don't need three periods. You just need like, it's like someone used to say to you, a person that you knew that covered the NBA for a long time.
Who I never really respected.
You just need to see the last quarter or the last 5 minutes of the game. I've never seen you get more aggravated than when someone said to you.
You mean with you?
Because it was at a point, there was a game where I was watching. I was like, I just needed to watch the last 5 minutes, and it told me everything I needed. And I went on a roll of about five or six NBA games where all you needed to do was watch the last 5 minutes of the game. And so I said, Jeff, all you need to do is watch the last 5 minutes anyway. And you got so angry with me. You were like, that's not true. You got to watch the whole game. You got to understand. You see it first quarter.
I feel about basketball like you feel about hockey. You watch the entire game. I've watched the third period of all but one game, most of the third period and the overtimes.
Right.
Except one night I had to go to sleep. The double overtime, I couldn't stay up. I couldn't keep my eyes awake. And one of the games I watched from mid-second period on. So I'm doing okay, aren't I?
I think you're doing all right. I'm just wondering how many folks are around here.
I'm pulling for Edmonton, except for their bully tactics in game three.
Didn't so they like just wanted to play a little more physical, that's all.
Yeah, well.
You think people are watching?
They look like they were.
I haven't really looked at the ratings, but.
I would think so. You know, TNT does a nice job with
they
sports.
They do. I think they're.
They're doing a nice job with
their studio show is pretty good.
Yeah.
I've got your guy, Wayne. Yeah.
He's the only one I know, but, you know.
It's okay.
Henrik Lundqvist has been great.
I think he's always good.
Is he the guy on the far right across from Wayne?
He's the goalie?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He dresses very dapper manner.
They had like seven guys on the set last night too. I was like,
they need a lot of guys.
They need a bigger set.
You know, they're looking for Shaq and Charles and Kenny.
I would have liked to see PK Subban, but I believe he's under contract with ESPN, so I don't think
is that why?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think he can do those TNT broadcasts.
They just jump in for the playoffs, right? I don't remember. I don't know if I watch enough regular season there.
I don't think I saw Hank at all during the regular season, but he was. he was on set a lot for the Capitals before they got eliminated. So I think they've only been there for the entire postseason, not just the finals.
You look at it, and there's just not that many. And this topic came up in the morning show, so we got about a minute left to do this. But they were talking about how Atlanta's up for expansion. They've been talking about this for, I think, almost 2 years now. And is it right that Atlanta's up for an NHL team, and is the monster success in Cleveland stopping them from getting an NHL team? I think that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
No.
I personally don't like the idea of Atlanta getting an NHL team, because they had one. They had the Thrashers,
and they failed. Two.
Yeah, and so it's like, if you keep failing, why do you keep getting these opportunities to have an NHL team?
Because
there's so many other markets that would actually appreciate having a hockey team in town, and Atlanta just doesn't. Like, you can't just keep putting a team, you know, hoping for the Field of Dreams defense. You know, if they build it, they will come, because that's obviously not true. So I don't know. I get frustrated, because I think that Atlanta fumbled the bag and they don't deserve.
I'll just leave you this thought. One of the reasons Columbus got a team was because their minor league team, the Chill, was so successful. And then they had the money to back it on the other side. Tim May is going to join us. He is in Pittsburgh at the U.S. Open. He's going to give us the lowdown on what's going on over there. And then we're going to get into a little bit more Browns in the 1 o'clock hour. That's all coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.